here about the spiritual world represented here at Mayapur Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, and Praja Dham. And Jagannath Puri, it's all about prasadam, Mahaprasadam, the whole story of how Mahaprasadam came to be. That was an arrangement of Durga. Long story. Narada Muni stayed 12 years in Vaikuntha serving Lakshmi Devi, and then he finally got the blessing of some remnants from Narayan. He became ecstatic. He went to visit his brother Shiva and told him about the ecstasy of taking Narayan Mahaprasad. That was only before that only experienced by Lakshmi Devi, no one else. And Shiva said, "What about me? You didn't bring any for me." He said, "No, I'm sorry." When they said, "No, there's something under my fingernail." And he gave a little speck from his fingernail. And then Shiva took that and went into ecstasy and danced like a madman. And then this Durga said, "What's going on? What do you?" Everyone complained that the universe is getting smashed down. And it wasn't time for Pralaya or Tandavarnuti or destruction. So everyone complained to his wife, "Can't you cool down your husband?" So then she said, Shiva, listen. And she, what? And he broke her mad reverie. She broke his mad reverie. And she said, "What did you do this? I was having the time of my life. I never felt so happy in my life. I never danced so blissfully, and you broke my fun. You stopped my fun. I'm very angry with you." And she said, "Anyway, you're ruining the universe, and everyone's disturbed. It's not the time for their destruction yet. Everyone's having a good time, and you're trying to break up the party with your own ecstasy, so just cool it." So what's the cause of all this anyway? And he said, Shiva said, "Narada brought me some little morsel of Mahaprasad from Narayan," and I went wild when I tasted that Adara Amrita. Then she said, "Did you bring any for me? Did you save?" And he said, "No, I didn't actually think about you. I got lost." He said, "Yeah, now I know your real nature. All you men are the same. You're all selfish, self-interested. You're just using us and abusing us. And I knew this all along. I should have listened to my father and not married you, and this and that." This whole dialogue is there. And she went off in a huff and she said, "Listen, I'm going to go down and I'm going to do austerities, and such intense austerities that Narayan himself will have to come to me and ask me to stop and ask me what I want, and he'll give me a boon, and then I'll get my boon fulfilled. So you just see what I do. You just watch me now." So Shiva said, "Okay." So Parvati went off into these rigid, rigorous, fierce austerities for so many thousands of light years or something. And then the demigods were really worried because nothing was going on properly, because she's the whole material energy. Durga is a sum total of material energy, so you can't do much without material energy. Yeah, she's the whole background of everything in the material world. So they complained to Brahma, and then they went to Narayan and said, "Listen, now first Shiva is going crazy, now his wife is acting up. She's a lot more difficult to deal with than Shiva. Because there's nothing more impossible to deal with than an angry woman." So she won't listen to anybody. So they went there, and finally Narayan begged her. She would not listen to anyone else. Please, you stop this austerities. Everyone's having difficulty doing anything because you're the material nature is you. All their plans have come to a standstill. There's no progress, there's no building, there's no career, there's no expansion, there's nothing without you. You're everything. All right, but what do you want? Why are you doing all these things?" She said, My husband got some of your Mahaprasadam, but I didn't get any. And I want you to feel my wish that your Mahaprasadam will be freely distributed now, and not only that it was never before distributed to demigods or anyone, but now your prasadam will be freely distributed to demigods or human beings or even animals or fish or anyone without any discrimination, without any cessation, without any considerations of time or amount or quantity or quality. Your Mahaprasadam will always be distributed to all classes of people, even non-human humans. This is what I want." So then Narayan thought, "Wow, this is difficult. How to appease this Durga Devi?" So he said, "Okay, Tatastu. This will happen at Jagannath Puri. your wish will be fulfilled at Jagannath Puri. So then from that day on, Anand Bazaar appeared and all this unlimited prasadam, which is distributed throughout the day and night. Jagannath Mahaprasadam Aki. So generally they say that Puri is a place of Mahaprasadam. And Mayapur is a place of Haribol Prabhu. Chanting and dancing, Sankirtan. Everywhere on the streets, in the houses, in the Ganga, in the school, in the Sanskrit school, everywhere is Sankirtan. But Vrindavan is the place of the dust of Krishna's feet. So Prabhupada was asked the question, why is Vrindavan Dham worshipped? And Prabhupada said this. He said, Vrindavan Dham is worshipped because it's not different from Krishna. When you take a little dust of Vrindavan Dham, which means you put a little in your mouth, that means you are taking the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. So the dust, the dirt, the earth, the dirt, pilamiti, kalamiti, the earth, the dust of Vrindavan is none different than the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. Vrindavan Dham is so important. Once in 1976, Prabhupada was walking on Shatikara Road and he saw one devotee bow down on the ground nearby and take some dust and put it on his head. And when Prabhupada saw that, he turned to the devotees that were with him and said, this is Vrindavan, the dust. Vrindavan dust is also Krishna. And the gopis, they speak about this in Yugal Gita. There's a pair of verses. Every pair of gopis is speaking a pair of verses. Chapter 35, 10th canto. When Shamsundar plays on his flute and he calls the cows back home with his brother Balaram, hearing that flute, the river Yamuna stops flowing and waits for the air to carry the dust from Shyam's lotus feet. So even not only are the gopis eager to experience the dust of Krishna's feet when he comes back from herding the cows, Uttara Goshta Leela, but even Yamunaji, she wants to have that dust sprinkled on her head. And when we go somewhere and there's some dust kicked up in front of us, we cover our mouths. And the Prabhupada tells about dust when he talks. When Akura came to Vrindavan to take Krishna and Balaram to the Dhanur Yajna, and he was going along, and as soon as he saw Krishna's footprints on the ground, he jumped off his chariot. He started rolling on the ground in ecstasy and crying, his body trembling. He was so ecstatic to see the dust touched by Krishna's lotus feet. He repeatedly rose and fell down on the ground like a danda, rolling back and forth, chanting, Hey Govinda, Hey Govinda, Hey Govinda. So Prabhupada says it, he says in Krishna book, that this is exemplary, this is how we should enter Vrindavan. Do you want to enter Vrindavan? You should learn from Akura how to enter Vrindavan. He, on his way in the chariot, was always absorbed in thinking of Krishna's pastimes. He's also very eager to see the Lord and very eager to see his footprints. So then Prabhupada tells us how to enter Vrindavan. As soon as you reach the boundary of Vrindavan, where is the boundary of Vrindavan? Do you know? On Hodal. Rajmandal starts around Hodal, which is way before Koshi. It's way up there. But sure, definitely by Koshi. So he said, because Akrura, as soon as he got to the outer precincts or the boundary of Vrindavan, as soon as he saw those footprints, he stopped the chariot and jumped off and rolled in them repeatedly, rising and falling and crying and trembling due to contact with the Brajduli. The Brajduli, the Goduli, the Krishna Charana Raj, Charana Renu. So this is the example. As soon as we go to, as soon as we hit Hodal, we should pull our car over on the road and jump out and start rolling on the dust, glorifying the dust, or at least in Koshi. We don't do that. Usually we just drive all the way to MBT. But Akura, he didn't do like that. He came in his car also, in his chariot. But Prabhupada said, this is exemplary. He said, Prabhupada's telling, if one who intends to visit Vrindavan should follow the ideal footsteps of Akura, And as soon as one reaches the boundary of Vrindavan, he should immediately smear the dust of Vrindavan over his body without thinking of his material position and prestige. Narottam Das is sung, Vishaya Chariya Kabe Shudahave Man Kabe Hameherbo Sri Vrindavindam. He sings, Vishaya Chariya, when will my mind be purified after leaving the contamination of material sense enjoyment? Then, with a purified mind, then I shall see Vrindavan. Then I'll be able to visit Vrindavan. Actually, you cannot go to Vrindavan by purchasing a ticket. The process of going to Vrindavan is shown by Akrura. Nagapatnis went after they saw Krishna dancing on the head of their husband, Kaliya. And then they left the dust of his feet there. Krishna's foot dust was blessing his head. And then these ladies were so amazed. How is it this lowly, poisonous, polluted, envious snake is getting the dust of Krishna's feet on his head? Because they were remarking in Krishna book, the Nagapatnis, wives of the Naga, Kaliya. Because they say that someone who is blessed with the dust of your feet, my dear Lord, he does not even care for the post of Lord Brahma. Or to become Indra in heaven, or become the emperor of this earth planet. He doesn't care at all. That's how valuable the dust is, Krishna's foot dust. Then the gopis speak in chapter 30 during the Rasa dance. Oh, Sakis, just imagine how transcendentally glorious is this Braja Raj, the dust of Vrindavan. This dust of the lotus feet of our Krishna is worshipped by Brahma, Shiva, and even Lakshmi Devi. They come down every afternoon when Krishna is returning from the cows, and they bathe. As Krishna walks by, they come down unseen and they roll in the dust behind his feet. And they worship that dust with flower petals and their own tears and with ghee lamp. Then they carry some and they keep in a little sachet and they can take it back to Shiva Loka or to Vaikuntha or Brahma Loka. They worship that dust. And this is in Krishna book in Dwarka Leela. Brahma Balaram is speaking to the leaders of the Kuru dynasty. He says the principal deities, they engage in Krishna's service and they consider themselves most fortunate to take the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna on their helmets. Brajaraj ki jai. This Brajaraj is so glorious and so wonderful. Many devotees, when they travel, they carry a little dakan, or dibba, I guess you say dibba, a little dibba of dust. And they daily drop some dust on their food or in their mouth. Some people take Radhakund water with them, and whenever they drink water or food, they sprinkle a little water, Radhakund jal, on the water, in the water, or on the food.